Right now, though, we turn our attention to one of the valley's biggest industries, dairy. A few weeks ago, we told you about concerns within the dairy industry following the state's latest climate legislation. The new laws require livestock producers to cut methane emissions from manure by almost half by the year 2030. It seems like a tall task, but a kind of facility that's popular in Europe could help the California dairy industry meet those goals, if only it were easier to build here. FM89's Carrie Klein brings us to Tulare County with more.
When it comes to how Governor Brown has affected the dairy industry, dairy producer Joey Arroso doesn't mince words.
He's making it difficult for us to be able to, you know, for anybody to produce anything in this state.
He's worried because in order to keep up with methane restrictions, dairy producers may have to overhaul their manure management systems or make expensive renovations that many can't afford.
He's going to put people out of business, a lot of them.
But there is a technology that could help dairy producers meet their methane goals. And an example of it is humming along just 3 miles away from Arroso's farm in Pixley.
We receive manure from about 1,700 cows, and it enters in this corner right here.
That's Sarah Gonzalez, a compliance officer at Calgren Renewable Fuels, and she's talking about an anaerobic digester. It's a facility that takes in a lot of manure.
We receive about 70,000 gallons a day.
And processes it in a way that recovers most of the methane and creates products like fuel and electricity.
So nothing gets wasted here. Nothing gets put in a dumpster or in a landfill.
Anaerobic digestion is a technology that can dramatically reduce emissions and potentially even bring in profit. Digesters reduce the need for manure lagoons that smell and release tons of greenhouse gases like methane. California is even offering subsidies to help build them. So, together with recent legislation, you might think it's a field day for digester operators and builders like Lyle Schleyer. He's the president of Calgren Renewable Fuels, the company that operates the Pixley Digester.
I think for us, it's a great opportunity. And we intend to try to take advantage of that.
Digesters are common in Europe. Germany alone has over 6,000. And yet, due to a host of regulatory, permitting, and economic challenges, California only has 15.
California has, in our view, ideal circumstances for digesters, and it has so few.
So this is it.
Gonzalez takes me on a tour of Calgren's anaerobic digester. It does indoors what manure lagoons do out in the elements. They allow the manure to decompose, and they recover most of the liquid solids and gases that are produced. They look like almost any other industrial building, usually tall, round, with a dome or cone-shaped roof, and with lots of twisting, turning pipes. Gonzalez says those 70,000 gallons of manure a day come from a neighboring dairy, and they spend about 21 days inside the digester.
And as it goes through this 21-day cycle, the manure and the bacteria, they create gas, and the gas is then funneled out through this pipe up here.
The water that's extracted can be cleaned enough to be used again for irrigation. Solids can be filtered out into a fibrous material to be used as bedding for cattle. It's brown and mossy looking. Gonzalez rubs some between her fingers.
You can touch it with your bare hands. Because it's been heated and sterilized, there's nothing left in it that has any bacteria. Yeah, it's been pasteurized. You would want to wash your hands afterwards. It might have a little bit of a smell to it still.
But the most economical byproduct is the methane. Operators can use it to create electricity to sell back to the grid, or they can refine it and inject it into natural gas pipelines that run through the state. Sounds like a win-win. Produce milk and save on manure and methane. But the environmental permitting process can be grueling. Calgren officials tell me it took the state almost 5 years to greenlight their digester. But the underlying problem for digesters appears to be economics. These facilities are expensive. They run at least a few million dollars. The state offers building subsidies, though many claim they're not enough. Then there's the price that utilities pay for the electricity from digesters. On principle, utilities want to pay as little as possible so they can charge ratepayers as little as possible. So the cheapest energy sources, like natural gas and wind, drive the cost of electricity down. Sean Hurley is an agricultural production economist at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
And so what's happening is that for a producer to do a digester, it's not necessarily anywhere close to the cheapest way of producing electricity. From the standpoint of trying to compete against a dam or a nuclear facility for just the cost of production per kilowatt hour, it can be a challenge.
Many blame low milk prices. California's producers are paid some of the lowest rates for milk in the country. So could raising those prices help offset the costs of digesters? Hurley says not necessarily.
I think it would open up a lot of worms in the market. So what happens? You raise prices, people get more profitable. Then what do? They increase the number of cows that they have, which drive the prices down.
Now, there's one factor we haven't considered here, the consumer. Hurley suggests just like some shoppers pay more for organic milk, maybe they would do the same for milk that was associated with a digester.
The consumer is king, and the producers typically are going to give the consumer what they want.
So maybe when it comes to climate change and the future of agriculture, we're all in this together. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.